Today's shir is dedicated by Dr. Yosef and Mrs. Yael Gurevich in honor of their grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Moshe Rubin. Today's shir is dedicated for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shir is Masechta Ksubos Daf Pei Tes. We will begin on Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis at the bottom line at the Mishnah. Says our Mishnah discusses a situation where a couple got divorced, and as we've been learning many times in the Masechta, when a couple gets divorced, the wife is entitled to a ksuba payment. And the question that our Mishnah discusses is, a woman, when she gets divorced and is entitled to a ksuba payment, really has two documents to prove that she is entitled to that payment. One is her get, and one is her ksuba. So says the Mishnah, tzia get. If the woman presents a get to prove that she's divorced, and because it proves that she's divorced, she's entitled to ksuba, vein imay ksuba, but she doesn't have her ksuba document to support that contention that she deserves the ksuba payment. So the question is she entitled to her ksuba payment? Her husband says, the fact that you don't have your ksuba is a proof that I paid you the ksuba, and that's why you don't have your ksuba payment, that's why you don't have your ksuba anymore, because when I paid you, you returned the ksuba to me. And she says, the fact that I'm still holding my get is a raya that I did not get paid my ksuba yet. So it says, the Mishnah gave ksuba, so she's entitled to her ksuba. Explains Rashi. Rashi sets forth here a very important concept which is relevant for our sugya. And that is, the Gemara says, Ein ma'ase beznin klum. After there's a court-ordered obligation, it's very hard to avoid a court-ordered obligation. And therefore Rashi says, since this woman has a ksuba, and a ksuba is a ma'ase beznin, the ma'ase beznin proves that she wasn't paid a ksuba, and we rule in her favor that she gets the ksuba. There is a question. When the Mishnah says that she's entitled to the ksuba, what does that mean? She's entitled to the ikka ksuba, as we've learned so many times, Baruch Hashem, that every ksuba comes with the basic obligation of a mana of 100 to a woman who got married when she wasn't a psula, a masayim to a woman that got married when she was a basula, or at that part we just said because of Maisa Bezdin, she's entitled to it, or does she get entitled to the entire ksuba? The Mishnah says she gets entire ksuba. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Meram Shif say from Rashi, it's quite obvious that Rashi's opinion is that when our Mishnah said here, Goyve Ksubasa, it means she collects the entire ksuba, both the ksuba and the Taisu ksuba. However, it seems that Tosfos' opinion is that she only gets the ikka ksuba, the basic ksuba, not the Tosfos ksuba. Ksuba continues the Gemara, but now continues the Mishnah. The reverse happened. She was able to present the ksuba, vein and maget, but she can't present the get. Here Meres, and she says the reason I can't present the get is because Avad Giti, I lost my get. V'hu Imer. The reason you can't present your get is because really you do have a get, but what happened was when you presented the get, I paid off your ksuba. I was given a receipt that you should not be able to collect it again, and therefore I already paid it. But I lost my receipt. So now, what is the halacha? Okay, similarly, says the Gemara, we have the same type of situation about Chayiv. A Baal Chayiv says that you owe me money, v'hoitzi shtar Chayiv, and he presents a shtar Chayiv, v'ein in my prosbol. We know that the Shemitah year cancels all loans. Now, Hillel established that if somebody writes a prosbol, and what a prosbol accomplishes is that one hands over his obligations to Bezdin, and those obligations, Shemitah doesn't cancel. So the Baal Chayiv presents a document that you owe money, that somebody owes him money, but the person says, well, Shemitah passed, and Shemitah canceled the loan. And the Baal Chayv says, well, I had a prosbul, and the halacha is that I lost it. So, and therefore, the person says, well, if you can't present your prosbul, I don't have to pay your obligation. Harei elu lo yifru. In these cases, they don't have to pay. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, min sakana ve'elach, after it became dangerous for people to hold on to any religious document, and therefore became dangerous for a woman to hold on to a get, it became difficult for a Baal Chayv to hold on to his presbul. So the fact that this woman doesn't have her get, or the fact that this Baal Chayv doesn't have his presbul, it doesn't mean that they didn't have a get or presbul. They just had to get rid of them because of the dangerous situation. Then the halacha is that they can collect even in the absence of a get or even in the absence of a prosbul. The question that the Paiskim discuss is when is the Rishonim discuss when is the prosbul supposed to be written? Some say the Rosh's opinion is that the Shemitah cancels the loan at the beginning of the Shemitah year. And since Shemitah cancels the loan at the beginning of the Shemitah year, the prosbul should be written right before, the day before the Shemitah year begins. Most Rishonim disagree, and they say that the prosbul takes effect, the Shemitah cancels the loan at the last day of the Shemitah year. So the right time to write the prosbul, according to them, is Erev Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, and then some that do both, they write the prosbul both times to fulfill all these obligations. So we just learned in the Mishnah, if somebody presents a get and they don't have a ksuba, they're able to collect the ksuba. Shmamina. From here we learn, like, the Kaisvin Shaiver, because the Gemara's question is, if this person in our Mishnah, the woman who has the get and doesn't have a ksuba, and Amish is saying that she's able to collect the ksuba, the question is, how will the husband be protected if she's still holding on to the get, and she'll be able to present it again? It must be that Amish is following the opinion that Kaisvin Shaiver, that the Malva that we write a receipt. And by writing the receipt, he'll have proof that he paid off the ksuba. So if she will come again and say that my ksuba wasn't paid, then we have to be concerned, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, the ain kais for shiver. If the halacha is that we don't write a shiver, leichishtama, why should we not be concerned? Mafkalei ksuba shall not bring out a ksuba gavyaba. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. We're not worried about her presenting the get again. Because as we're going to see in the Gemara, what happens was when they wrote the get, when they collected the ksuba, so if she's still going to hold on to the get, then the get will, she could keep on doing what she did in our Mishnah, presenting the get and collecting the ksuba. So what they did was they used to tear the get and they used to write on the get that even though this get is torn, it's a valid get, it served as a proper separation, a proper termination of the marriage between this husband and wife. And the reason it's torn is that she should not be able to collect the ksuba a second time. But, explains Rashi, what the Gemara's concern is here is a very different concern. And that is, she says that she lost her ksuba, but she really didn't lose her ksuba, and she has it, and what she's doing is she's holding on to it, and then after she'll collect the payment of the ksuba, based on our contention that she lost her ksuba, but I have a get, then she'll come another time to another bezdin, or maybe after the husband dies, to his yarshim, and take out the ksuba, and say, the fact that I'm holding my ksuba is a proof that I was not paid my ksuba. So how could we prevent the husband from being financially hurt that way? So it must be, says the Gemara, the way that we protect the husband is by writing a shaver and giving him a receipt that he paid the ksuba. And the fact that we give him a receipt that he paid the ksuba is very much an indication that he did pay it, that she could not take advantage. So now the question is, throughout Shas, and this represents a question, because throughout Shas there's a debate if kosvin shaver or ain't kosvin shaver. Do we write a receipt or don't we write a receipt? The reason to write a receipt is, as we just explained, quite obvious. But the opinions that hold that we don't write a receipt hold that the reason a receipt is not written is because it becomes another document for somebody to have to hold on to, and that's difficult to have to hold on to documents. So the husband can claim, by making me have a shaver, it's unfair to me. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't make that point seems to be a raya that our Mishnah is following the opinion that kosvin shaver, that we do write receipts. Says the Gemara, even if we'll hold that we don't write receipts, as we've discussed many times in our Masechta, not in every location did they write a ksuba, because it's automatic that you have to pay a ksuba. So says Rav, our Mishnah speaking in a location where ain kosvin ksuba is given, and there the halacha is that everybody will, our Mishnah speaking in a place where they don't write a ksuba, and therefore there is no concern that the woman's going to present a ksuba, because she never had one. Shmuel Amar Apa Makom Shekosvin Ksuba. Our Mishnah is even referring to a place where ksuba is written, and even though ksuba is written, we have the concern that she may present it after she got paid. Shmuel is not, obviously, Shmuel holds, well, this is a machlokes Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kaf Ayin Aleph, and Shmuel's of the opinion that kosvin shaver will write a shvuah. Says the Gemara, Omer of Onan, L'dei L'mfash L'minei de Shmuel, I could really say that Shmuel is in a place that where they don't write a shvuah. And the halacha is, B'makom she'en kosvin v'amar kosafti, our Mishnah is speaking about a place where normally they don't write a ksuba, and the husband writes, says, I wrote her ksuba, and I refuse to pay her until she returns the ksuba. Says the Gemara, says Shmuel, the fact that this man wrote a ksuba in a place where ksubas are not normally written, and now he's saying, well, until my wife presents the ksuba to me, I won't have to pay it. Then Allah is all of Lahavi Raya. He has to prove that he acted not as is customary in this place. And if therefore he can't hold up the payment by saying, I want my ksuba back. However, but let's say they live in a place where ksuba is normally written, and the husband says to the wife, even though she's presenting the get, I won't pay you until you present the ksuba, v'amra, and she says that even though we live in a place where normally ksubas are written, she says, loikosavli, my husband did not write a ksuba, since that is not what's normally done here, therefore Allah lovi raya, she has to bring a raya that she has no ksuba. And if she can't bring a raya that she has no ksuba, then she will have to not be entitled to get payment on just because she has a get. It says the Gemara, Rav, that said that our Mishnah is speaking about a case that we can't bring a raya from our Mishnah because our Mishnah is speaking about a case she'ein kosvin ksuba skinan, says the Gemara, Rav Rav Hadabay. Rav was able to explain our Mishnah that's even referring to a place where ksuba is written. Dama Rav, Beimim Makom Shekosvin, whether you live in a place where ksuba is normally written, or Beimim Makom She'en Kosvin, or you live in a place where ksuba is not normally written, the halacha is that the husband cannot say that I will not pay the ksuba until you give me back the ksuba. The halacha is get. If she could present the get, then she collects ikur, she collects the basic suba, as we learned earlier in the Mishnah, because the fact that every woman is entitled to ksuba, we apply the concept of ein achamas bezdin klum, and we give her a very strong position. If she's able to present the ksuba, so then she's in a stronger position, and not only does she collect the ikur ksuba, but she collects the toisus ksuba, and then he says, "V'kol haroitzah lahashiv yovav yahashiv." Anybody who wants to ask any question on this explanation of the Mishnah, please do so. Says the Gemara Tanan, Ksuba Veinim Agit, we learned in our Mishnah that if a woman is only able to present a Ksuba, but she can't present the get, here I marries, and she says, Avad Giti, I lost my get, Vu Amar, Avad Shaivri. And he says that I lost the Shaivri that I paid you the Ksuba. The Cain, we spoke in the Mishnah about the case of Baal Chayv, Shoytzi Shtar Chayv. A Baal Chayv presents a document that to someone that they owe him money, but for any my prisbal, he can't present a prisbal that this loan was not cancelled by Shvius. Is that locha? The Mishnah said that they're not entitled to get payment. Of course, it's important to point out that what is the halacha with Shemitah without a prosbul? The halacha with Shemitah without a prosbul is that if somebody owes somebody else's money, and he comes to pay off his debt, and the person who's owed the money, the malva, didn't write a prosbul, and he says, well, it was Shemitah, and the loan was canceled. And then the loiva says, afal pi kein, he says, I still want to pay, I'm prepared to pay the loan. The halacha is that you have to, that the loan can be paid. But it has to be clear that it's not being paid, the loiva should be told that Shemitah took a place on it. So that was what the Mishnah said. So now the Gemara drills down. Bishlam l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that the halacha is that the reason you could collect without ksuba, even if you live in a place where ksuba is written, because the woman was speaking about a case where the woman brought a raya, that even though they live in a place where normally ksubas are written, her husband did not write her ksuba. So he's going to explain the Mishnah that she presented the ksuba without a get, and the reason she's not going to be able to believe to collect the ksuba, the makom she'ein kaisin, because we're going to explain that the seif is referring to a situation that they live in a location where ksuba is not normally written. V'amar, and the husband says ksafti, that I did write the ksuba. Damrinalei, so like Shmuel said, that if he says he did something which is out of the ordinary, I siraya, bring a raya that you wrote a ksuba. V'iloi my siraya, and if you're not able to bring such a raya, aminan, zelpare, then the get is enough for her to be able to collect the ksuba. El Rav, but according to Rav, why can't she collect the ksuba even if she doesn't have a get? According to Rav, we learned a moment ago that she always is entitled by presenting the get to collect the basic amount of the ksuba. The only reason she needs the ksuba is for the Taisus ksuba. So if here she doesn't have a get, nah, the ikala gav you, so here just the opposite. The get is, says the Gemara, is what causes her to get the basic ksuba. The ksuba is what causes her to get the Taisus ksuba. So in this case, where she doesn't, when she's not able to present the get, so yes, she should not be allowed to get the basic ksuba, but ask the Gemara, Taisus mi gavya, mi tigbi. She should, based on the ksuba, be able to get, based on her presentation of the ksuba, get the Taisus ksuba. Answers the Gemara, Om Rav Yosef, hachim ma'iskinen, ke'edim sham edi gerishin. There are no edim that could say that she got divorced. So it's not just that she doesn't have a get proving that she's divorced. She doesn't even have a degerishin. And in this case, says the Gemara, the husband is in a very strong position because the husband has a migui. Migui de yach l'meim v'loloi koresh deya. Since the husband could have said, I never got divorced because you don't have a get and you don't have a deget. That's why yach l'meim. So because he has that migui, he could say, Girishtia, I divorced her from the Santi Lach Ksuba, and I already paid off the Ksuba because she has that migui. Taisus, the very masculine Yochel, challenges this migui argument. Taisus says that the husband has a good reason for not evading his Ksuba obligation by denying the divorce, because if he's going to say that he's still married, So what's amigoy? Amigoy always means, says Tosfos, that it could have made a better claim. He can't claim that he's not divorced. Because ask Tosfos if he says he's not divorced. So now he has to support her. Says Tosfos that the husband would not be obligated to provide support for his wife, even if he's denying the divorce and saying that he's still married, since the wife is saying that they're not married. And Tosfos compares this to a famous case that we have in Shas. In Masechta Bava Kamma, the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis discusses, where Tana Chodim, Tana Loi Chita V'Hoida Loi Besarim, one claims that somebody owes him wheat, and the person that the claim is made against says that I owe you only barley. Rava Bar Nosson says that the defendant who claimed that he only owes barley is not only exempt from paying and swearing about wheat, but he doesn't have to pay barley either. Says Tosfos, in this case too, the husband is exempt from supporting his wife, even though he's saying that he's married, because she's claiming that she's divorced. Rashi over there, Masechta Bava Kamma, explains that the plaintiff's failure to mention any outstanding debt of barley when he says wheat is owed to him is a proof that he was meichel the claim against barley. Therefore, the defendant is exempt from paying barley, even though he admits that he owns barley. Drama disagrees with Rashi and says the fact that the plaintiff only demanded wheat is not to be understood that he's meichel his claim on the barley. All Rav Nosson means to say that the defendant could refuse to pay the barley that he admitted to, explaining Meshatin Nibach. I didn't really mean to, I was just joking. You told me I owe you chitin. Not only don't I owe you chitin, I said barley, but I didn't mean it. That flaw says that in the case of a husband who, in response to his wife's claim for ksuba, claims that he never divorced her, you can't say Meshatin Nibach. You can't say I was joking, because his denial of the divorce is necessary to avoid paying the ksuba. Says Tosfos, says that flaw. Only in a case of Tanoi Chit Avayda Loi B'Sayrim, we could say that when the defendant said Bali, he didn't mean it seriously. That flaw says that Tosfos obviously follows the opinion of Rashi, that the fact that he says that Hoyzloi B'Sayrim means that the plaintiff is Meichel any barley. We take this step, and therefore here, she's not claiming that she's owed support, so the husband will not have to pay it, even though he's claiming through his migui that he's still married. But there's an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a divorced woman is entitled to support from her ex-husband while a ksuba payment is pending. So the question is, asked that flop, so the husband claims he paid the ksuba. And we're saying he's believed because he has a migui, because he could have said he's not divorced. But says, and Tosfos says, that he doesn't have to pay the support because she claims she's divorced. But asked that flop, even if she's claiming that she's divorced, so that's why Tosfos said she's not entitled to support, even though the husband says that you're not divorced, but she says she's divorced. But ask the flaw that even if she's saying she's divorced, but he's saying I didn't pay the ksuba. I don't have to pay the ksuba because we never got divorced. So why shouldn't he have to support her? We just quoted the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that even if they're divorced, until the ksuba is actually paid, he has to pay for support. So the Divrei Yecheskel, in answering this question, says that the obligation for a husband that has to support his wife while they're married, and the obligation that the Yerushalmi just taught us, that a husband has to support his wife until he pays the ksuba, are two different obligations. The obligation to support a wife while they're married is based on a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, "Sheriv ksuso v'inoso lo yigra." The obligation to pay until the ksuba is paid was only to deter the husband from delaying the ksuba payment. but not because there's any obligation. They're divorced. So says the Divrei Cheskel. In our case, the Mishnah says the woman claims that she was divorced. And even though we're learning from the Yerushalmi that she's entitled to support, there's still an implied admission that her husband is exempt from the obligation because he's not obligated based on the Torah of Sherek Susav and Nasi Yigra. And that's why, says the Divrei Cheskel, it's still considered a case of Tana B'chitva Hoyolei B'sarim. Dar Samech explains that the woman, by claiming that she was divorced, says that she's not allowed to live with her husband until then. Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Asura. She's not allowed to live with her husband. She's not married to him. Since she says she's not allowed to live with her husband, at that point, by making this claim, and her husband says that they are still married, so she's a meredis. And even though the Yerushalmi teaches us, says the Or Sameach, that until the divorce, until the ksuba is paid, she's entitled to be supported, that's only if she wasn't a meredis. Here she's a meredis, and she loses that right. Ask the Gemara on this question, on this teretz. For a minute, Tony Sefer, let's continue the Mishnah, where we learned in the next part of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Minas Sakana Ve'elech, after it became difficult to hold on to documents, Yishe Goyve Ksvos Shlai Beget, or Baal Choyv Shlai Be'erzbel. Ask the Gemara, we have to explain, B'deke Eid HaGerishin Eskin, there have to be Eidim. D'ilaka Eid HaGerishin, because if there are no Eid HaGerishin, but my Gavya, she doesn't have a get, and how will she be able to collect Ksuba, if she doesn't the husband have a migui? So it must be that she has a degerishin. So ask the Gemara if Rav Shimon Gamliel is obviously explaining the Mishnah where she has a degerishin, isn't that an indication that the ratio of the Mishnah is also referring to a situation where there are a degerishin? And because of this question, says the Gemara, Kula Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have to interpret the Mishnah that the entire Mishnah is referring, following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. The Chsurim Echsev Achtani. And the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Harei Elo Lo Yigru. That according to Rav, that a woman collects a Tosfos Ksuba when she gives the Ksuba, the halacha is that the woman will not be Nemon if she can't deliver a get or a get. Madvar Mamurim, and the Mishnah continues saying that when would she not be able to collect Kshein Shamei the Gerishin when she doesn't have Eide Gerishin? Aviyei Shamei the Gerishin, if she could prove Gerishin, then the halacha is, then he doesn't have the migui that he could say, well, I never divorced you. That Gavya Taisus, she'll be able to collect the Taisus Ksuba. The Iker, and as far as the Iker, E Mafka Gitya, as Rav keeps on saying, the basic part of the ksuba is connected to the presentation of a get. And therefore, e mafka getya, if she can present the get, gavya viloy, loy gavya. And then the Mishnah continues saying, or minas kind of a eloch, and a woman can't have a get, avgav de loy mafka getta, even though she can't present the get, gavya, she could collect her basic ksuba. Because of Shimon Gamliel Omer, minas kind of a eloch, after it became dangerous to hold on to these documents, Goyvik Subasa Shloi Beget, Vachoyv Shloi Beprozbo. Amrle Rav Kahana Verasi L'Rav. Lididach Degat Amrit. According to the opinion that you just explained, get, that if the woman could present a get, based on that presentation, Goyvik Iker, she could collect the basic amount of the ksuba. But ask the Gemara, Almonam and Anasuan, a woman who became an Almona, who doesn't have a get, but my Gavya, what's she going to use to collect the ksuba? Beidemisa, she'll bring Edim that her husband passed away. But ask the Gemara, V'leichesh, why should we not be concerned? Dilma Girsha, the husband had divorced her before he died. And now after the husband passes away, she's going to bring Edim that her husband died, and then she'll collect the ksuba, and then she'll present the get that she had before the husband died and collect the ksuba again. Mafka Lagita, she'll present the get that she really has for Gavya Bey. Answers the Gemara, the Amona can only collect the ksuba with Eidim Misa when we know be a Sheves Tachas Bala, that there were no problems between the husband and wife, and they were married, and there's no reason to be concerned that this woman has a get. Ask the Gemara, maybe what happened here was, Dilma Samach L'Misa Girsha. Maybe they got divorced right before he died. So there was no time for us to understand and establish that they are divorced. Says the Gemara, indeed, in such a case, the fact that he ended up divorcing her right before he died, and therefore she'll bring Eide Misa, and then she'll bring her get, is something, or Eide get, is something that is unavoidable. Ask the Gemara, Amonim and Erison. If we have a woman that is an Amona from the Erison, the Maigavya, what does she bring to prove that she's entitled to the Ksuba Eide Misa? They'll ask the Gemara, Lechish, but here, and the terrors that we said a moment ago, that they were living together, is not going to work in this question, because it was only Erison. So ask the Gemara, Lechish, why should we not be concerned, Demogersha, that had gotten divorced, or Mefka get the Gavion, then she'll present the get again. Ella, says the Gemara, there are certain situations, B'makam D'Layefshir, where there are no other options, Kasvin and Shaver. And therefore, an Almonim and Erison, Nesuin, where we're concerned that maybe she also has a get that she could use to collect the second time. The only way that is avoided is by writing a shayver for the husband. And even though we learned at the beginning of the shir, the Gemara Masechta Basra, that there are opinions that say that loy kaisin shayver, that we don't write a shayver, under certain circumstances, we have no option. Dilay Temahachi, says the Gemara, if we won't say this, that under certain unavoidable circumstances, we always write a shayver, Eide Mesa Gufayu, when she's collecting her ksuba based on Eide Mesa. So why should we not be concerned? The Nechesh, Duma Mafka Eide Mesa, Bahai Beidin Vagavya, she'll bring Eidim that her husband died to one Besdin and collect the ksuba, and then she'll go to another Besdin. Vahadim Mafka Beidin Acharin Vagavya, she'll repeat this whole situation, this whole procedure, and another Besdin, will she bring Edim that her husband died, and she'll collect the Ksuba. And there'll nobody, and the fact that the Yesoimim or his Yorushim will claim, well, we paid it, so we won't believe them. The answer is, in such a situation, is a Mokum Dalei Afshir, there are no options, and since there are no options, we have to write for his Yorushim Shaiver. That's what. So therefore, what we're learning from here is that even though there's a question if we normally do or don't write a shayver, in certain situations we don't have a choice. Amalei Makshisha Bereid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. Makshisha, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Rav Ashi. And Rashi explains that Rav Chisda had two sons. One was called Makshisha and one was called Maryanuka. The way Rashi explains is both sons had the same name. The name was Mar, but in order to be able to differentiate who was the older one and who was the younger one, the older one was called Makshisha, and the younger one was called Maryanuka. Kshisha meaning the older one, Yanuka meaning the younger one. But there are Rishonim that say just the opposite pshat, that the younger one, the older one was called Maryanuka. And the reason he was called Maryanuka is because he was born to Rav Chisda Yanuka when Rav Chisda was still young. And the younger one was called Makashisha because he was born to Rav Chisda when he was already older. And this opens up the question if you're allowed to name two children when with the same name. So the Divrei Makil has a tshuva on this. In Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Hey, and he says that even though in our Gemara we do see that people were called, two brothers were called in the same name, we should avoid doing that because he gives two reasons. First of all, he says that you shouldn't call two people by the same name if you're calling them after the same person because that is lack of kavod, that you're calling two different people by the same name. Moreover, he says, when you have two men that are in the same family that have the exact same name, it could cause all types of certain situations. The nafkamina between these reasons, points out the Divrei Makil, is if sometimes there are names that are names that are used for men and women. He says the name Simcha, for example. The name Simcha is a name that's used for men and women. Could you name a brother and a sister Simcha? And he says, if the reason is because Api Kabbalah, you shouldn't have two people with the same name, so then it doesn't make a difference if one is a boy and one is a girl. If the concern is that if you have two men with the exact same name, it could come to some difficult situations, well then if one is a man and one is a woman, we don't have the same situation. We don't have that concern. So says the Gemara, Amalei Makshisha Breder of Chizal Rav Ashi, Amana Mina Erisin. The basis of the last discussion we had in the Gemara was an Amana from the Erisin getting the Ksuba, and there we can't say, well, if they were divorced, we would have known because they wouldn't be living together. Because an Arusa and an Aris never lived together. So it's clear that the Arusa gets Ksuba. So he asked, Amana Mina Erisin, Minalan Disla Ksuba, Ilem Maha. We're going to base it on what we learned in the Mishnah earlier in our Masechta Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. This Amalan is Garsha. Beim Min Eiris Beim Min Asun. Goyves Hakol. She collects the entire Ksuba. Ask the Gemara. What that isn't necessarily a proof. Dilma the Kosev Law. Maybe he explicitly obligated himself that even though we only have Eiris in here, that we're going to have. I'll pay you the Ksuba. If you say that that's the case of the Mishnah, where the husband took such an obligation upon himself, so then you'll say, Maila Memra, that what's the Chiddush? Of course, if a person obligates himself, he has to fulfill his obligation. So we'll say it's coming to teach us, Lefukim with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Omar, Shloi Kosla Amunashe Kansai. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion is that even if a husband wrote a ksuba to his wife while there's still Erisin, if he dies before the Nesu'in, he doesn't have to pay it. Because we could be certain, we learned then the Sugya of Umdana, we could be confident that the only reason he wrote it is because he wants to, because he assumes that they're going to consummate the marriage with the Nesu'in. They can nami, and we could bring a raya that that's the case, the Tani Goyves Hakol. Yeah, Bishlam, the cause of law, that he wrote to her, that I'm obligating Shemacha Goyves Hakol. That's why she could collect the entire Ksuba payment. Eliam the Kosev Law. But if we're going to say that the mission that he didn't write her a special obligation, ask the Gemara, even according to the opinion that says an Arusa is entitled to the Ksuba, she wouldn't be entitled to the Toysus Ksuba. My Goyves Hakol, she wouldn't be entitled to the entire payment. Mana Masayim this law, she's only entitled to the Mana Masayim. So that Mishnah is not a raya that a Arusa gets the Ksuba. Says the Gemara Matanah of Chibar Oven. Ishta Arusa, when somebody's wife passes away, the halacha is that when somebody's close relative passes away until the Levaya, he's an Oinen. Here there's no halacha of Ininus. The halacha is a Koyin doesn't become Tamei, only to one of his close relatives. Here, Loi Matamala, the Koyin whose Arusa passes away, the halacha is he doesn't become Tamei. And the halacha is that a Kohen is obligated to become Tamei when his wife dies. Here, not only is he not obligated, the halacha is that he's not allowed to become Tamei. But can he? And so too the Arusa, Loyanenes Loyimitamela. She doesn't become an Oinen and she doesn't become Tamei. And of course the Rishonim ask, even if she's a Kohenis, there is no halacha that a Kohenis can't become Tamei. So what is meant by saying the Loi Matamala, that she doesn't become Tamei? The halacha is that she can become Tamei anyway. So the Rishonim explain that the halacha is Chayiv Adam L'tar Atzma Beregel. Men and women have to be Tahor on Yontif in order that they should be able, on the Shal Shagolim, to be able to eat the Karbanos on Pesach, in order that she should be able to eat the carbon Pesach. And what we're learning here is that if Arusa's husband that passed away, since the Arusa's husband passed away, she may not become Tamei, because if she'll become Tamei, it will prevent her from eating the carbon Pesach. Mesa, when she dies, Ena Yarsha, normally a husband, as we've learned many times, is the Yorush of his wife, as the Pasuk says, L'sheira karvalo b'mishpacht v'yorush asoy, and Mace, who, when he dies, gave a ksubasa. So we see clearly that an arusa is entitled to the ksuba. Says the Gemara, again, it's not really a proof. Dilma de kasvala, that the Mishnah over there is speaking about a case where he specifically obligated himself to a ksuba. The chitema, and we'll ask the same question, ikasla ma'ila memra, if the husband obligated himself, so obviously she's entitled to that payment. And says the Gemara, mesa in a yarsha. It's the chalei. There's a very big chiddush that even though she obligated himself to the ksuba, and because he obligated himself to the ksuba, that's why he has to pay it, even though they never consummated the marriage to Nesuin, they only had erisin, still, the halacha will be, that we would think that the halacha of ksuba and the halacha of him yashning her travel together, and in this case, he would yashin her, even though they only had erisin, teaches us the brisa that these two halachas do not travel together. If he obligated himself to pay the ksuba, he will have to pay the ksuba. But that doesn't give him the right to yashin her if she passes away. That when she presents the get, she could collect the basic ksuba. Ask the Gemara, but why should we not be concerned? The leichish dema mifka gita b'hai b'edin of gavya should present the get in one bezdin and collect with it. For hard the mafra b'edin achrin of gavya should keep on doing this. Go to bati dinim, presenting the get in order to be able to collect the basic suba. The chitema, the karina get, that after she collects the suba, we rip it up. Amra, she maybe could respond, I don't want to let you tear up my get. The binil is suva bay. I need it to be able to get married with this get. And if you're going to rip it up, how will I ever be able to get remarried? It says the Gemara, what we do is, the Karina Lay, once she collects a ksuba with the get, we rip it up, and then Kasinan Agabe, and then we write on the back of that get, Gita Danan, this get, Karinu. We ripped it up. But Lab Mishum the Gita Pasalhu, it was ripped up, not because it's a pasal get, because we want to avoid her using it again. Shnei Gitin, says in Mishnah, a woman presents two Gitin against her husband, that he divorced her once, and then he divorced her twice. And Shtei Ksubas, and she also presents two Ksubas. The halacha is Goyve Shtei Ksubas. Since she has a second ksuba, so we say that from the first marriage there's one obligation, and from the second marriage there's another obligation. But, says the Mishnah, shtei ksubas v'get echad, if she presents two ksubas and only one get, a ksuba, she presents one ksuba and shnei getin, a ksuba, or she presents a ksuba, the get, and a get that she got divorced, the misa, and she also able to present getin that he died, and like we spoke about a few moments ago, and we are able to know that they were living together until he died, and a goyvel ksuba achas. She only is able to collect one ksuba. Shemagaris is ishtav echzira. Under normal circumstances, if a man divorces his wife and remarries her, he doesn't write a new ksuba, but rather a manas ksuba rishonim echzira. The marriage relies on the original ksuba. Says the Gemara. Our Mishnah wrote, case of two ksubas and one get, so she only is entitled to one ksuba, because she's only able to present one ksuba. Which ksuba is the operative ksuba? Says the Gemara, Ibai b'hai gavya, Ibai b'hai gavya. She could use either ksuba. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Lema t'ev t'yufta, Rav Nachman Mishmul, Dom Rav Nachman Mishmul, Shnei shtaris ha'yotzim zeh, if you have two documents that represent the exact same transaction, but are not dated in the second time. Bitul Shenis Rishon. We say that the second document is the operative document, and whoever is holding the document said to the person, I'll let you rewrite the document, and we know that there's a very big difference in rewriting the document, because you could only collect from the Chasim Shibadim from the later date. Says the Gemara, Lav Itmam La. Amra Papa, Umoide Rav Nachman, the Oisaba, declare if the exact same amount, if the two documents are not exactly the same, then we could say the Taisus Kasvei, and they're both operative. Hachanami with the Oisav. Hurt Tana Rabbanim. Says the Mishnah, Hoitzi get the ksuba, if a woman presents a get and a ksuba, and edim that he died. The halacha is, im get kaidim l'ksuba, if the get was written before the ksuba, so that's a proof that he wrote the get after they got divorced, and since he wrote a ksuba for the second marriage, and she also is entitled to ksuba from the first marriage, goyvish te ksubas. Ksuba kaidim l'get. But if he wrote the ksuba from the first marriage, and there is no ksuba from the second marriage, and a goyvel ksuba achas, she's only entitled to one ksuba. Shemagaras ishtavek zira, under normal circumstances, when a man divorces his wife, amnas ksuba rishonek zira, and therefore it's only the first ksuba that's reactivated. And now that he died, she's entitled to one ksuba. The fact that she got divorced and then remarried and he died doesn't give her two ksuba payments unless it was specifically written that way.